Okay. I managed to speak to a couple of the eyewitnesses who are in, on a balcony in the building opposite. They said they were, one of them was preparing to go out to synagogue when he heard gunshots and went out onto the balcony. He heard a number of shots, and police, sort of, who'd apparently appeared, gathered by the entrance to the synagogue, firing into the synagogue. He heard someone shout, you know, he's coming out, or they're coming out, and a man emerged who he saw shot. I mean, he wasn't able to say whether the man had a weapon or not. One of the people who's come down here is a United Torah Judaism MP, Yuri Metcalf, who was one of the people involved in building the synagogue. And, you know, sort of reflecting the anger of what's happened here. I mean, he is calling for restrictions on East Jerusalemites, sort of suggesting that the people who came here into what is essentially the heart of West Jerusalem must have had some kind of planned knowledge of the site of the attack. He says they came here to kill Jews, sort of kill them like animals, he said. And, you know, with recent events, he's suggesting that the government is going to have to rethink its policy on things like sort of work permits and security clearances for, you know, people with Jerusalem IDs who come to work in the west part of the city, which would be a very, very large and controversial step.
Do we know any more about how the four people were killed? You said earlier that they were armed with knives and axes, but there was also talk of being armed with a pistol.
Yes, I mean, some of them, it's been suggested, were attacked with knives and axes, and then, but there were also, another eyewitness said she heard first some gunshots, and then when the police arrived, a lot more gunshots. So there's some suggestion that there may have been some shooting as well. It appears that the prayer area, I mean, it was quite crowded, but the prayer area here is quite small, so it was, there were a lot of people, you know, gathered in the prayer area when the assailants came in. There is a suggestion on kind of from Palestinian sources that two assailants come from a village on the southeast of Jerusalem called, I believe it's called Jabal Mukaba, which is sort of on the southeastern edge of the city, but still within Jerusalem itself.
In our last conversation, you were saying that this is extremely rare to have an attack on a synagogue. Given the tension between the two sides, why is it so rare? Is it sort of taboo?
I don't know, to tell the truth. I mean, it's just when I was, before I came to the scene, I was looking at it and I was struck by comments that some of the Israeli journalists were making, and the only sort of similar event they could come up with was an attack on a yeshiva, a religious school, in 2008. But it does seem to be rare.
Okay, Peter, let us know more when you find out. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Bye.